Hi, this is Kiana. On this segment, I would like to discuss about the people that I have lost in 2023. I would like to start with my sister. I had lost her. In our family, we have struggled with obesity severely. We had several issues in our family with the relationship with food, and not just food. It's just so easy for us to gain weight and to hold on to weight. Unfortunately, there's not enough information out here to let us all know that it's not all our fault. So what can we do to reach out to government, doctors, hospitals, going in for treatments, telling them what's wrong with you, getting the right providers to listen to what you have to say, and hopefully get you the right support system, a great medical team to prevent such deaths that could have been preventable. Obesity is a disease and we should not be shaming people for it. We need help and there are tools out here to help us, but not until now. And I started this journey last year and I've been on this journey for about 30 years. Needing help and finding the right tools, information, money, because you have to have resources. And there was no one to direct us the right place. So what do we do? So what do we do? Unfortunately, we all fall short. But this year, I found that there is help. Last year, I discovered and made there is help. I found a great doctor. Unfortunately, I was unable to reach my sister in time where I can save her because she'd been struggling all her life as well. Her adult life, her high school life, obesity. I lost a sister behind it, had the gastric bypass surgery. She lost all the weight. Unfortunately, her body wasn't holding nutrition over the years. She passed on a few years back. You know, complications severely. And this sister that I lost this year in April, which broke my heart because she didn't want to go. She wanted to live. But I wish I had I needed to save her. And to this day, I feel so terrible about how I was not able to give her what she needed to save her life. She had health issues. She went through COVID several times. She had heart issues, type 2 diabetes. She had so many issues, all due to obesity. So what can we do to save people from suffering from this? Because she told me she didn't want to go. She didn't want to pass on. She wanted to live. But sometimes we just don't know how to live. We don't know how to get the help. And the providers out there, unfortunately, some of them don't do enough to advocate for that patient to really save their lives and to get them into the right programs and the right health. And speaking to the right mental health providers to help them through what they needed for they can understand. Because when you're obese or if you have a bad relationship with food, it do become a mental health issue. How do you stop doing things to yourself that you have no idea that you're doing, that you don't have a complete understanding? You might have some concept of it, but it's not a complete understanding. But I'm telling you now, with the proper education, passing on information, educating family members, friends, starting in schools, children, they need to understand that they're not in it alone. Shaming people for this is a horrible thing, and that's not the way we should go. So let's reach out and help our friends, family, and neighbors, but we won't lose another one in 2024 due to obesity, underlying health condition caused by obesity, other diseases caused by obesity. In the United States of America, we have to do better to care about one another. And I wish I could have saved both my sisters. I wish I could have saved other relatives who died from colon cancer, heart disease, and other health issues. all underlying conditions because of obesity. But together, we can do this. And I'm telling you now, there is help out there because I found a great provider. He saved my life. I have lost over 140 pounds since seeing him. And I can tell you more. Just tune in and continue to tune in. And I want to make sure it's okay to give his name and practice. But this man saved my life. He actually cared. He actually had weekly sessions at every appointment. He actually counseled me. He actually looked into my eyes and listened to the pain that I was going through in order to figure out what's going on with my body when you think it's in your head, when you're trying to work and you in so much pain and these jobs not understanding and you're fighting to survive on every level. So when you're in a corner and don't have nobody, and when you finally find that one provider, medical provider, who's actually doing what medicine's supposed to do, not just to give you a whole bunch of medicine, actually listen to you, guide you, sending you emails with medical information for nutrition. I never had a doctor send me stuff on nutrition to help break down a better understanding on how to take care of myself and actually listen to me. This is the best thing that ever happened to me, and that's why I was successful. It's help out there, so stay tuned.